Here's an example of a transformational metaphor that I use with a particular client. The client had this problem. She was about to go on holiday with her kids. How is that a problem, you ask? Well, the kids wanted to go on a skiing holiday, and she absolutely hated skiing. However, she really wanted to go with them and for them to have the kind of holiday that they wanted because she was divorced. Her kids live with her ex-husband, and she didn't really see them that often, so holidays were really important to her, the time that she could spend with her kids, and she really wanted them to do what they wanted to do, but they wanted to go skiing, and she hated skiing. So I asked her what it was about skiing that caused the problem, and she said, well, it was cold and all those kind of things. And I said, well, how would you like to be instead? She said, well, I'd really like to go skiing with them, and I really want to look forward to it, and I really want to enjoy skiing with them. So I said, okay, well, what things are you interested in? What kind of things do you love doing? I absolutely love swimming, she said. I swim every single day. It's my absolute passion in life. I really enjoy it. So I'd already got the information that I needed at this point in time, so I went away and began to work around the process of creating a metaphor, asking, you know, what is this problem an example of? What's that an example of? What's that an example of? What are other examples of this? And after a while, something just popped straight into my unconscious mind from my own past. Now, this is an important thing. Transformational metaphors are for the unconscious mind. So you need to use your own unconscious mind to create transformational metaphors, not your conscious mind. So creating metaphors is not a conscious process. It's not a logical, rational, sensible process. It's a process where you use your unconscious mind to provide you with an example that will enable you to bridge the gap between the present state and the desired state. And that's exactly what happened with my unconscious mind. So I went back to the client and I delivered this particular metaphor. You see, I actually really like skiing. I love to go every year if I can. And the thing about skiing, which a lot of people don't realize if they don't really go that often, is that skiing's not really about skiing. It's about being seen on the slopes. And so I was going on this skiing holiday and I wanted to get a new ski suit. And it had to be the absolute best one I could find. I was going with a whole bunch of friends. I wanted to be the best dressed one out of this entire group. So I went to a ski clothing shop that I went to quite often. And as soon as I walked into this place, this ski suit over in the far corner really caught my eye. I'd never seen one like it before. So I went over to it. It was made by a company that had never made ski wear before, a company called O'Neill. Now, O'Neill had only made clothes for water sports before, like windsurfing, water skiing, wetsuits, all those kind of things. But they decided it would be a good thing to get into skiing. Growth market. A lot of people really like skiing. But they'd also had this thing as far as how do they position themselves? How do they reposition themselves in this new market? They were very, very, very well known in this particular market of water sports, but not known at all in the ski wear market. And it was a real challenge for them to work out how we're going to change our position, grow our position so that we can actually be in both markets and be successful at both water sports and skiing. And when I pulled down the zip on the suit, inside was a big square. And it said inside on this square, Frozen Wave Cult. And I thought, what does that mean? And underneath, where it said Frozen Wave Cult, it had this little caption. It said, Snow is only frozen water. It was the best ski suit I'd ever seen. That was several years ago. And now O'Neill are one of the biggest companies in ski wear. And I looked at the client, and I knew the metaphor was working because I saw what's called trans-derivational search. Now, trans-derivational search is where the person isn't saying anything, but their eyes are moving to every single eye-accessing pattern that there is, you know? It's almost like they're searching inside to make sense out of what the information they've just received. And this went on for what seemed like an eternity, but I'm sure it was actually a lot shorter than that. Then she came out, she said, you know, you're right. Snow is only frozen water. This isn't a big deal at all. I think I can really enjoy skiing. And I knew I got the result. There's an example of a transformational metaphor. What we've done is we've bridged the gap between the present state and the desired state by taking another example of it. Here we have a company that's known for water sports, clothing and water sports, and they want to get into a new market of ski wear. They had a real problem about doing that. How are we going to get from here to here? But they worked it out for themselves. They worked out a marketing strategy for enlarging their position in the marketplace, which worked very, very well. The client's unconscious mind saw the connection and made the change.